Hello.
Hey, is this Marissa?
Yeah.
Hey, Marissa, this is Zach. You had filled out a web form on my website about your property in Chesterfield.
Correct. Yep.
How's your day going?
It's going well. I just wanted to kind of reach out to you. We are currently in the process of selling our home. However, it's been a huge hassle. We've poured probably $10,000 into fixing the home. And the sales process has just been a nightmare. So we're kind of trying to reach out a little bit to figure out what some other alternatives are.
Sure. Well, I'm familiar with the house. We have a few right over in that area, right off Lux Lane. So I've
Oh,
seen
okay,
the
cool.
house, and I know you got it listed right now. What seems to be the problem? Why isn't it selling?
I'm not really, I mean, it's somebody has an offer pending, but they are, I think they are about to back out, but it's not because of like anything structural. It's just been kind of a nightmare. So it's just a lot of like nickel and diming stuff. And the house is, we've had it like inspected, probably about half, maybe 9 months ago. Just to make sure everything was ready to, because we didn't want a big hassle because we're military.
Sure.
So we made sure everything was like just immaculate, and we're just getting a lot of nickel and diming. So it's more than most likely not going to go through.
So you're going through, okay. And how does your realtor, where do they stand on it?
I am not sure. We're just trying to like figure out like all of our options because things have gone a little south. So is it better for me to kind of reach out to you after the offer has been refused or?
Well, I mean, let's. You're trying to sell a house, you're
Yes.
reaching out, you have a problem. If I can just get a little bit more information so I have all the facts so I understand everything. We're licensed within the company, but we buy, we're investors as well. So, you say people are nickel and diming, tell me more about that.
Sure.
You said
So
there's.
we were advised by our realtor to list at 409, and we followed that advice. Like I said, we poured $10,000 into the home. It's completely repainted. We did new carpet and all sorts of stuff. And then had a buyer come in, and they put in earnest money. And then just have kind of been dragging their feet, and just we're getting the feeling that it's not going to go through. So we are on a timeline because we are currently stationed in Nashville, Tennessee. So we have to be there. So the military, they expect you there at a certain date, and we've got to go. So
Sure.
we're kind of figuring that we probably don't want to go back on the market if at all possible.
Sure.
Yes.
So, it sounds like they're not going to go through. And, I mean, the house is nice. I mean, I see the, see the inside pictures of it. When did you guys, I mean, you guys haven't had it that long. I'm, imagining,
Four
you bought
years.
it in, yeah, 2020.
Yeah, because we've been stationed here 4 years.
Yeah, and tell me about where you're going. So you're going to your new destination. What is the living situation going to be there?
Oh, it's a hot mess. We just got back from a week-long trip up there, and the market is, and it's Nashville. It's just super competitive, very hot. So,
I'm sorry, let me reframe my question.
oh, okay.
Do you guys have a place secured there already?
We do not, because we were going to make a contingent offer on the home, but these buyers started kind of wavering, so we do not.
Now, when you guys do move, are you opposed to renting first and then buying?
We would not want to do that, but that is kind of a contingent plan. We move our kids around a lot in the military as is, so we've kind of crawled to 20. We're at 20 now. We're going to retire, and we've had several times we've rented, they've decided to sell, and we've had to move like a few months in. So we like are pretty averse to renting, if at all possible. We just want to provide stability.
Sure. And the bathrooms, is it three full bathrooms?
It's 2.5.
Two and a half, okay. And how do you feel, and this is just me being completely transparent, and how do you feel your relationship with your realtor is? Do you know them personally, or is it just you called someone off the internet or someone referred you to them?
I do know them. We know them personally. I think that it's, yeah, I'm not sure. We just want to make sure that all of our avenues are kind of covered as of now. So that's what I'm trying to do. Can I ask you why you're wondering about that?
Yeah, because having a personal relationship sometimes, I know for me doing business with, on a personal level, it can get a bit tricky. And you want the best, and they want the best as well for you, so you're comfortable with them. But sometimes it is better to use an outside party to represent you in a way that's going to best fulfill your needs. Not saying that they are or are, but or are not, excuse me. And that's just kind of what I'm getting at. I talk to a lot of people that, list their house for sale, and their personal friend, and they price it too high, which, then they have to go down on price, and it's not good for, it's not good for, to drop the price. Price drops.
Right.
That just puts a lens on the property, saying, well, what's wrong with this thing? It's been
Oh,
listed.
of course, yeah.
So it just doesn't give the property a good reputation, on paper or electronic, I should say.
Yeah, from our, like, it's, I think we're a little bit frustrated at this point because we did agree to price low to kind of sell fast. And just given the neighborhood and like the schools and all of this, we made that very clear to her that she would have to let the buyers know that, it's priced low to sell fast. And it just feels like some of that is lost. So we've tried to communicate some of that, but I think that we're losing some of that theme. So I'm feeling like we're not quite understanding each other, and we do need to sell. So we just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. We did, we bought with her 4 years ago, and then decided to sell with her, just out of loyalty. And just, it's been a little hazy, unfortunately. So as of now, I'm not thrilled with how things have been going and the trajectory of the way things are going. So I just wanted to make sure that my family's taken care of and that we will be able to buy a home so I can raise my kids, and that we're doing the right thing on all avenues.
Sure. And it makes sense. You have a, and what was your timeline to get there again?
So my husband needs to be there end of June, but we can come, before the beginning of the school year.
Okay.
Which
And
is like August, September.
sure. In the feedback that you're getting, I don't disagree that it's priced right. I think that it's priced at a relatively decent price.
Okay, that's good to hear. I mean, it's so the Zestimate is 420.
Sure.
And it's priced at 409.
And I see, the upstairs, it has a window unit in. Is that because the main unit doesn't
No, it's more preference. We've actually had, yeah, no, it's preference. It's that we like there's a playroom. The wind, like the unit does reach up. We don't have like moisture problems or anything. It's pretty immaculate up here, but it's a playroom and there's sweaty boys and it gets rambunctious up here. So we just decided to put a window unit up here, but it's removable.
Sure. So, there's a couple different options that, we could, walk you through and see, if it would make sense for you. Or not, that's an acceptable price.
Okay, that's good to hear.
It's acceptable, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily priced to sell today.
Right.
So it's been on the market, a little over 2 weeks, and
Oh, well, it's under contract. So it went under contract day one.
sure. Exactly.
So that we didn't even, see what the interest was. I know that people were are reaching out to me on Facebook about like the schools are highly sought after, especially the elementary school. It's like an award-winning elementary school.
Sure. So, if, and I'm just gonna, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just gonna just
Yeah.
be, truthful. And,
Okay.
you said you've had some issues, in whatever they are, nickel and diming, that shouldn't really be. It really shouldn't be on the table. I think it's priced decent, but as far as aggressive and wanting to sell and just making it a one-stop shop, easy button, it's not priced appropriately.
Okay.
And, you can take me for, whatever it's worth. But
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. It's actually very helpful.
we buy about 20 to 30 houses a month. And, I'm very familiar with the area. So when you came in, your information came in. I thought it was interesting because, we have houses around that area. So, and
Okay.
me having eyes on it, I was a little tickled by that. But, we would be interested in buying it. Now, whether we're the right fit or not is, maybe up for question. But,
Okay, tell me more about that.
with us, we're not just a we're not just an agent. We look at you, and your partner, and we know that you have another goal to reach, right? So you're trying to basically knock two birds with one stone.
Yes.
And, that's a hard thing to do if you're not well oiled within the industry. I don't know who your realtor is, and they're trying to represent you, I'm sure, to the best of their ability and get you the most out of their prop out of your property. And I think it would make sense. You have all this new, HVAC is fairly new, the roof, the water heater, and for you to be dealing with nickel and dimes, doesn't really make sense, and it should tell you a few things. It's, it's not priced appropriately like you want it to be. Because if it was, probably just would have sold as is anyway. And, looking at the, listing, the fact that the agent, broker, whoever listed it, includes the word as is. I think that that is not necessarily the best verbiage to use because it kind of indicates that there are some maybe unknown issues with the property.
Right. I
And
didn't know that they had said that.
right. Well, I'm just looking here, you know, agent remarks, right? So, you know, any agent that looks at this thing, they can see the agent remarks. No known defects, you know, chimney, fireplace, convey as is, you know, please include that verbiage in any offer. So right off the bat, you know, anyone taking a look at this thing, which it seems like they, you know, haven't been doing, you know, they're making offers that are nickel and diming, but at the same time, you're kind of throwing it out there that it's a kind of a negative connotation.
Yeah, definitely. I guess I didn't know that that was on there because we've like I said, she asked us to do a ton of work and we did everything she asked us to do. So it's not like the property itself is actually really, I know that it's 1985 and but everything is pretty great, especially after seeing looking around. I know it's Nashville, it's a different market, but it is pretty great. So it's completely painted throughout. It's everything is like working order, tuned up, finely polished. No, the property is not something that like it needs a lot of work. If you want to do cosmetic stuff on the deck or paint it a different color, I mean stuff like that, that's like choice.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, you got a few different options here. You know, since it is listed with a realtor, there's, you know, we can provide you a solution that works for us and for you. With you having a realtor involved, you know, everybody wants to get paid, right? So, you know, as a realtor, that is what, you know, that is the whole point of being a realtor is to get paid. So, you know, you have a couple different options. What, you know, option one is you drop the price and, you know, the listing verbiage should be changed, in my opinion, but again, what do I know? I'm just some investor. But you know, the negative connotations in the listing is definitely an eyebrow raise. So, you know, what I can suggest is, you know, dropping the price and, you know, going forward that way.
Yeah, we're not interested in that. In fact, I think that I really do think that it would have given us a little wiggle room to, we're like baseline happy at like four, you know, like there's no way we're going lower. It doesn't look like the comp suggests that, the quality of the house, the location, none of that kind of indicates that to us. I just wanted to reach out and just kind of see and just check all angles for myself. And yeah, I appreciate your time.
Yeah. So what is your, you know, if this thing falls through like you anticipate it to, what are you gonna do?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. We're gonna have to figure it out. I mean, if worse comes to worse, then we'll do a rental and figure it out. I do think that it's a fantastic house and the neighborhood is really great. So
When you say you'll do a rental, what do you mean by that?
we'll rent out the house. Yeah.
So,
It's not something that we're willing to part with for under basically what we've got it listed for. And that was something that was like pretty clear, I think, from the beginning. All the comps around here would not, you know, indicate that.
sure. So,
Yeah.
and remind me again your due date. You know, your partner has to be there first, correct?
Yep. So he just has to be there on June 11th, which is fine. I mean, he can go out there and I can stay out here.
So that's less, you know, that's less than 30 days.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
And that's fine. We can, as long as I'm up there by September with my kids, then I think really it is what it is at this point. Even if I have to put them in school here and then pull them back out, it's not ideal, but this is our kind of, you know, it's our way to assure our kids a good place in Nashville, so we've got to do it carefully.
sure. So, you know, the solution that you kind of brought up that we would be interested in is, you know, if we could give you the 409 and allow you to, you know, get to y'all's destination. I mean,
that would be fantastic.
Okay.
I think that, I think it's a great investment for whoever buys this home.
Mm-hmm. So you bought it in 2020.
Yeah.
For $275. You must have got a really good interest rate on that.
We did with the VA loan. Yeah.
Sure. What are VA loans going for around that time?
You know, I don't quite remember. I can't accurately tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to talk to my husband.
Sure. Well, there is a, you know, way for us to potentially move forward and give you, you know, a peaceful mindset with this. You know,
yeah.
We would be interested if you would consider that. And hey, we can't buy every house for every person we talk to.
No, of course not.
But, you know, if you guys are flexible, then we can be flexible with you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I will speak with my husband, and I just thought I would do some fact finding today and just see what we're up against and try to reformulate for ourselves.
Yeah. And kind of what that would be like is, you know, we would agree on the price in actuality as is. You know, a monthly payment due to you each month, provided moving assistance costs over a short period of time. And, you know, that would allow you to do what you want to do. I mean, am I making sense here, or do I need to?
No. Moving assistance costs? All of our costs are paid by the military.
Okay.
That's all taken care of. In fact, everything is already in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
The house is pretty empty.
Okay.
So we would need, a lump sum.
Sure. And when I say kind of moving assistance, you know, that's just a phrase that I use, you know, for, you know, another term is just down payment money, right? Everybody wants skin in the game.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we'd be willing to do something with you at an agreed price, you know, that's, you know, basically, you know, we're flexible on the purchase price if you're flexible with us on how we buy it, which you said you would be. Well, you kind of concluded that. So, you know, I would like to talk with your husband. I know you have some, you know, more due diligence with him and just in general, but, you know, we can definitely present you with something that I think that would make sense and, you know, give your mind, you know, some peacefulness.
Okay, so why don't we plan on maybe touching base on Monday? The offer expires on Saturday. And so why don't we go ahead and plan on something on Monday, and then I will talk to him and he can reach out to you if that would be okay.
Sure. So you said the offer expires on Saturday.
Mm-hmm, at noon.
Okay. And with that offer, when you say expire, that means they have that much time to either perform or back out. Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Are they in the,
yep.
Okay. So they're in the due diligence inspection period.
Yes.
Okay. And have they been out to inspect it?
They have. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, really,
we haven't heard anything back. Yeah. We never know. Fingers crossed.
Sure. Well, realistically, you know, they know whether they're going to buy it or not, especially
yes.
if they've done their walkthroughs. So if it was me, you know, I would just, me personally would say, are you guys buying it or not? You want it? Yes? No? We're not coming down on price. You already said that. And then...
Well, that's what we're trying to get our realtor to say, but she is kind of refusing to do so. So
when you say refuse, what?
She does not want to do that. We wanted them to understand that there's no wiggle room here.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't feel comfortable doing that. So it just feels like it's probably a mismatch between ourselves and the buyer.
Okay. And that's not a good feeling. I mean,
No, we don't really know what is going on, truthfully. I'm just, like, venting to you. I don't know you. I'm sorry.
No.
We're just in the black right now. It's kind of we're not sure what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not feel like our realtor hears what we're saying. So it's been a very interesting process.
Sure. Well, would it make sense for me to communicate with her and try to see, you know...
No, I think I'd rather you not do that, if at all possible.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's not a problem at all. Just for a little insight on us, you know, I know you're trying to sell this thing, and, you know, we can definitely create a solution that will work for you. Whether it's what you want the most, maybe not. You know, it's probably going to be the last resort type of option, which, you know, we understand. We get it. You know, everybody has life, and, you know, you got to do what you say is, you know, the most important to you, which is your family. So,
right.
You know, we won't reach out to her, but, you know, if, you know, we could, you know, speak with your husband, you know, us three, and kind of just really nail down a few things, you know, we're interested. We have the solution to make something work. And,
okay.
You know, we're not going anywhere. You know, we don't have to buy this house, you know.
Right. But
if we can help you guys out, you know, we have all the tools in the toolbox to do so.
Awesome. So. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm just looking around. And if, should I just call back, have him try to call back on Monday maybe?
Yeah, either, you know, he can, really any time would be fine. Preferably probably on Saturday, just to see, you know, because basically, you know, whether you talk to me, the next guy, anybody, you know, depending on their experience level, they're not really going to be able to do anything at right now. And, you know, that's the name of the game. I'm a realtor. It's not really you, you know, the way you feel is the fullest.
Are you heading out?
Sure. Well, okay. Like I was saying, you can do the deal with, you know, anybody, but right now you have a realtor, you know, you have to maintain that relationship. So, you know, do you have an expiration date with her?
Yes. And I need to double check. I'm sure, I'm almost positive it's about a month out.
Mm-hmm.
90 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would say the best thing for you maybe would just be to have a conversation on Saturday, and, you know, we talk, you know, talk with your realtor, and, you know, if I and your husband come to, you know, a solution that works for you guys, then, you know, we present it to your realtor, and, you know, if you're saying yes, then, you know, she should be able to represent you in the way that you would like to be fitted.
Okay, but you do think that you could meet the 409?
I'm flexible on price, you know, especially if you're flexible with the way that we buy it. Yes, I'm flexible on that. You know, I'm not going to negotiate you and, you know, try to give you an offer that is, you know, out of this world. You know, we don't insult people. We try to make solutions that benefit you. And I hear what you're saying. You want to get to where you're going, and you want to, you know, comfortable, you know, not having to deal with all this nickel and diming.
Right.
So, yeah, we have
all righty. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, I'll give you a ring, or unless you call me first on Saturday, and you know, if any time between now and then you want to call, you know, with your husband, you know, feel free to. I'll be around, but we have a solution, and you have a destination. So if we can work together, great. And if not, I definitely hope that you accomplish what you're trying to get to.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yep. I'll give you a call on Saturday around 1:00. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, Marissa. Have a good one.
You too.